This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You can look this up, but about 10 years ago, Spain, beautiful country, a lot of resources, smart people, amazing culture. Spain adopted carbon taxes and shut down more than half its coal power plants and put in windmills. I guess so Don Quixote could try to chop them down. That was a boondoggle to select interest. And now Spain has 45% unemployment and people under 30. Spain is, except in a few areas, like Barcelona, collapsing. And that's admitted. And they're outlawing free speech. They're outlawing any criticism of government. You name it. They're arresting people. Even mainstream news says it's now Orwellian. But it's leftist. But notice it's fascist. And I was in Spain, and we have footage of this. We haven't put it out yet. We're making a documentary. But it'll be out very soon. And they would just march over and threaten to arrest Rob Dew in Barcelona because the police were like 60, 70 yards away in the shot with their submachine guns at a famous cathedral. We were actually shooting the cathedral, not them. And they said, under the new rules, we can do this. But they bring the people in. Now migrant target ferries to the UK. Hundreds cause mile-long traffic jam before riot police surround jungle and block access to the terminal. And you watch these footage. I mean, there are countless videos of people having their trucks carjacked, their trucks broken into, and the police will do nothing because it's politically incorrect to stop a, quote, migrant. A migrant has a right to come into your country. A migrant has a right to come into your house. And again, according to the leftist communist ideology. And even though the globalists are megabanks, and even though Hillary's now in control, they haven't forgotten their SDS roots from the 60s. The founder of Black Lives Matter, the inspiration, is on the FBI's most wanted list for killing a cop and being part of organizing the killing of other police in random murders. Inspiration behind Black Lives Matter is on the FBI's most wanted list, terror list. Convicted cop killer is BLM's ideological guru, they say. And again, even when these hardcore communists get control, they just want to wreck everything. They don't even want to maintain their control of the country. They just want to run it over the edge of a cliff. And that's why the elites themselves are having to run to out-of-the-way places and build armored fortresses to fight the policies they themselves schizophrenically brought in. And I'm not against the immigrants themselves. But I have no responsibility when somebody in North Africa or somebody in Nicaragua or somebody in Saudi Arabia or Turkey or wherever they're from wants to have seven kids and then they want to bring them here. And then I'm supposed to go, oh, you're a foreign culture. I mean, I'm actually a worldly guy and I'm not proud of that. I am worldly. I kind of like other cultures and weird stuff and interesting people. I don't like run-of-the-mill, basic, you know, vanilla ice cream, one flavor. But, man, I want to be able to do what I want, and I don't want you telling me what to do. And this whole leftist garbage is about saying I'm bad because I'm attracted to women of every color and creed. But, I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I'm probably the most attractive, on average, to white women. And it's not because I'm racist. All the genetic studies show black people are more attracted on average to other black people. It's genetic. I can't say if it's blondes or brunettes. I mean, I can't really tell you. I just know that that's what I'm most attracted to. I see Asian women that are black women that are Hispanic women that are incredibly gorgeous. But at the deep down, I click. And am I bad for being white?
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital is going to be joining us here in just a moment. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll open the phones up for your questions for Peter Schiff, who joins us every 2 weeks now to break down the ongoing global collapse. He predicted here a few months ago on air that by the fall, he expected to see a major unraveling. But he said, look, they can keep these plates in the air or these balls they're juggling for a long time. It might go further, but he said it's really starting to unravel. Well, now the Chinese have started dumping U.S. treasuries. They're continuing to drop their currency. We know they're propping up the U.S. stock market here. We're going to get his take on what he thinks is unfolding here in a moment. And then also his take on collapsing Africa, collapsing Middle East, collapsing areas of Asia, Eastern Europe in trouble, Russia in a depression, migrants, illegal aliens, pouring in, hundreds drowning a day coming out of Africa and the Middle East, German towns of 1,000 people, now with 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 immigrants, governments in Europe like Sweden saying we're going to start housing them in your house. I mean, you talk about political correctness, that will only bring more people. But people are so politically correct, they might even say, here's my wife, here's my daughter, to prove that you're not racist. This is over-the-top insane. I have another article here in the stack out of Canada where they're saying free housing for Muslims but not for Christians. I'm not kidding, because in the political correctness, Muslims are downtrodden, so they get free stuff. This is all the hate speech, political correctness stuff is really a way for communists and socialists to unevenly distribute socialist booty. And that always happens in collectivist regimes. It's selectively delivered. And they want the giant immigrant populations here, the good, the bad, the ugly. A lot of these immigrants are great people. I don't care if they're Muslim. I don't care if they're Christians from Mexico, whatever. You want to come here, work hard, prove it, become a citizen, we need you. We killed, half the kids we were going to have in this country since Roe v. Wade, black people, white people, Hispanics. So we need folks. We killed all our kids. I'm not against immigration, but you can't just have it wide open and say, come up here, we'll give you something free. Look at these headlines. Swedish MP, make people's garages into immigrant housing. New York Times, Germany's small towns feel the cost of Europe's migrant crisis. AFP, on Lesbos Island, tourists confronts clash with immigrant and migrant needs. There's 160,000 migrants just on that island. Migrant crisis. Greek ferry brings 2,500 to one port alone. And they just show up and say, everything's free. I'm here with my babies. Pay for it. In a country already collapsing. What are the socialists thinking? They're going to cause a revolution. They're going to bring in folks that are going to run the revolution for them to take over. I mean, it's the Cloward and Piven plan. This isn't a game. So that's what we've got going on. Absolute treason taking place. Ferries being shut down in England. Trains being shut down. Because the illegals are now not just riding on the trains. They're now robbing the trains, robbing the ferries, robbing the trucks. And the police will do nothing. But it got so out of hand. You can go on to YouTube and just type in immigrants rob trucks in France. Getting on ferry, and it's just hundreds of videos of the robbing, the stealing. This is the collapse of society. And I know Peter will say, oh, well, it's the benign neglect, the elites don't care, they're in their ivory towers, they're stupid. But the Ford Foundation, Acorn, Battleground, Texas, I got videos of them saying they're going to bring in these immigrant populations, put them in Democratic and Liberal Party homes, get them on welfare, get them driver's license, get them voting, and then it's game over. They're taking our guns. They're raising taxes to 80% like France because the elites are exempt and get away with it, just like the French socialists. Then we'll look at Hillary Clinton in deep trouble, the latest on what's happening with Donald Trump. And I got a clip of Obama coming out and saying that guns are worse than terrorism. What about all the ISIS you've been funding that have killed 300,000 people, Obama? That's all coming up. Now, before we go any further, I want to tell you about our guest, Peter Schiff, Europac.com. He's an American businessman, investment broker, author, and financial commentator. Of course, you see him on a lot of the big shows, usually as the guy they're attacking. He also, of course, is a best-selling author. Again, Europac.com, billions under management. And he's got a really accurate track record. I give him about a 95% accuracy in his predictions. And he has now accurately predicted some of the problems we'd see start unraveling. So we'll cover the waterfront with him in the next 50 minutes or so. But I've thrown a lot out there in the last 5 minutes. Peter Schiff, what do you want to tackle first?
Well, you know, I'm out here in Jackson Hole right now. You know, the Federal Reserve has its annual conference here. And I am taking part in a kind of like a protest conference. You know, there's a left-wing group that's here, too, called Fed Up. And they basically think the Fed has to print even more money, that they haven't done enough. They want even higher inflation. Well, I'm part of a conference that's criticizing the Fed from the other perspective, from the right, talking about all the damage that the Federal Reserve has already done to the U.S. economy. In fact, the declines that we're seeing now in the stock market are not the result of what's happening in China. It's that we're coming closer to the time where everybody believed the Fed was about to raise interest rates. And so the phony bubble economy that was inflated with cheap money, the Fed was threatening to prick that bubble. And so that's why the market was coming down. But now we're starting to hear rumblings here out of Jackson Hole that maybe some more QE is coming after all, that maybe the Fed isn't going to be raising rates, which is what I've been saying the entire time. that the Fed is too committed to keep.
Yeah, you said 2 years ago they're never going to stop QE because it's the lesser of two evils in their view.
Well, in their view, it's actually the greater of the evils. But from their perspective, it keeps the bubble from collapsing now. It pushes the pain into the future. But in the present, the pain is still being felt on Main Street, even as its monetary policy keeps people on Wall Street immune. But I'm going to really be criticizing. I'm giving a keynote speech at this conference here in a couple of hours, and I'm really going to be talking about the damage that the Fed has done. And I'm also going to be criticizing Janet Yellen. And, you know, I would encourage your listeners to go to my YouTube channel, at Schiff Report, and look at the video, Janet Yellen Exposed. I did this 40-minute video when they first appointed her to chair the Federal Reserve. And if you remember, at that time, President Obama introduced her as the woman who warned about the financial crisis, right? She warned about the housing bubble in advance, and nobody listened to her. And that's why we need her at the helm, because, you know, if she was there, then we wouldn't have had the crisis. The media bought that. It was a complete and total lie. I take that lie apart in my video, Janet Yellen Exposed, because I go back to the very speeches that she was giving in 2005 and 2006, where everybody says she was warning about the problems, and she did no such thing. The only time Janet Yellen ever mentioned the housing bubble was to say that we didn't have one, to criticize people who thought there was a housing bubble. Janet Yellen in 2005 said she thought housing prices would keep going up. She thought that they might go up more slowly than they had in the past.
Well, sure, she's part of the whole inner circle that pushed this whole thing. What about this? There's a major split for the first time in modern history, from what I've seen, in the Federal Reserve, with the Kansas City and the Dallas Fed pretty much sounding like you and warning this is going to bring the entire country and the economy down. So maybe that's why Janet Yellen and a few of the New York Fed kingpins didn't show up, USA Today is reporting.
Yeah, well, Janet Yellen is not here, and normally she is here. I don't know why she skipped it this year. But look, there are some people who think that the Fed should raise rates, that it's time and the economy can do well with higher rates. There are those that think that the Fed needs more, you know, to keep rates at zero because the economy needs more support. Both camps are wrong. They're both wrong. We need to raise interest rates, but that's going to cause the economy to implode. But we have to implode it anyway because it's a bubble. Until we let this bubble pop and until we finish the financial crisis that we started in 2008, we're never going to have a real recovery.
That's right. But they want to keep picking the winners, so they want to keep the bubble going forever, even though the bubble is eating the world.
Yes, the bubble is the problem. So we have to end the stimulus so the market can solve the problems that the Fed is continuing to cause with its reckless monetary policy. Unfortunately, though, I think this policy is going to continue, and ultimately it's going to destroy the dollar. And, you know, the Chinese, you talked about, hey, they're starting to sell some treasuries. Well, they got a lot more treasuries to sell. The whole world has got treasuries to sell. Who's going to buy them?
And you've always said when they start selling the treasuries and everybody else jumps on the bandwagon, that could be the end of the dollar.
Well, look, who's going to buy all these treasuries that everybody wants to unload? The Fed is the only buyer in town. And where are they going to get the money? They're going to print it. And so what's that money going to be worth after they print it by, you know, the truckload? Not very much, which is why people have to do something. I've talked about on your show before, take advantage of this sucker's rally in the dollar and sell your dollars to the suckers. You know, that's what we're doing at with my clients at Euro Pacific Capital. We're helping them buy assets in Switzerland and New Zealand and Singapore and other countries that are in much better shape, but their assets are on sale because the dollar's gone up because a bunch of idiot currency speculators have no idea what's about to happen and take advantage of their ignorance by buying these foreign assets and precious metals. So gold is just starting to rise now. It's up back above, you know, 1130, 1140. It was down at about 1080. So it's just starting to go up. But this is just the beginning. When people realize that the Fed isn't finished printing money, that it's just getting warmed up, that the real printing is yet to come, gold prices are going to be much, much higher, and people should be buying their gold now before
sure.
the price.
I mean, we're going to go to break, but here's the question. Answer when we come back. Peter Schiff's our guest, Euro Pacific Capital. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking about the worldwide meltdown that's happening. If this signals people starting to move away from the dollar, then will it get to anything like we saw Weimar Republic if they decide to start buying their own debt? I mean, they've already been doing it, but if it accelerates, how bad could it get?
This hour of GCN brought to you by LizDig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquid, e-cig refill, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with LizDig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LizDig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
DrudgeReport.com, you can see two InfoWars articles that are very important. One of them I'm going to ask Peter Schiff about in a moment. The Financial Times of London calls for abolishing cash. And we see huge pushes by the private central banks, or the big five banks, to get rid of cash, because then they can take whatever they want out of our bank accounts. They can track everything we do. It is such a bad idea, and it ties into these banker bail-ins, the grabbing of people's money in Greece and Cyprus and other areas. They're starting to talk about doing this here. So we should go over with Peter Schiff historically what happens once currencies start really being devalued, because it's going to happen. The question is, how is it going to happen? What will it look like? So that's a segue into my question. This sounds like that we're going to at least have devaluations of the dollar down the road, similar to what we've seen with Mexican peso. Could it go as bad as Weimar Germany or Zimbabwe situation? Because the numbers, correct me if I'm wrong, historically, we've already devalued the dollar more than they have their currencies historically. It's just that people are still accepting it on our faith and credit.
Yeah, you know, a Weimar Republic situation, that's always a worst-case scenario. I mean, I don't know if it's the most probable. In fact, I don't think it's the most likely scenario. I don't think the dollar is going to be worthless. But I do believe it's going to be worth a lot less than it is now. You know, there was an expression around, you know, after the revolution, not worth a continental. A lot of people don't know that, you know, we experimented with paper money before the founding fathers put us on the gold standard. And the reason they said not worth a continental is because continental currency, which was not backed by gold and silver, collapsed. And people eventually lost about 90% of their value in the continentals. And so the founding fathers had a bad taste in their mouth from paper money. And, you know, as bad as paper money is, you know, it's better to at least have cash than the computer entries that the government wants us to have, because then they can track our every movement. Then it makes it easier for them to control the economy if they know every dime that you have and every place that you spend it. At least once you have their cash, it's kind of an anonymous transaction.
Sure, it's designed to knock out underground economies that are key during tyranny.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's what, look, I tell people, you know, forget about even keep gold and silver, you know, instead, they're not going to be able to do anything about that. You know, and the price is ultimately going to go a lot higher. But look, the dollar has risen recently because everybody believes that the economy is sound and we're going to raise rates. They haven't figured out reality yet. They never do. They never see these bubbles until after they pop. But the dollar is going to go down substantially. In fact, it peaked. If you go back to March, that was the low for the euro. So the dollar has actually been falling against the beleaguered euro ever since March. So the dollar is still rising, though, against some emerging market currencies and some commodity-based currencies. But this, I believe, is the dollar's last stand. It is going to turn as people realize that we're not going to get the right hikes, that we're going to get more quantitative easing. And then if China selling its treasuries, this is just the beginning of a snowball that's going to get bigger and bigger, because once China starts selling, what do you do if you're another country and you own U.S. treasuries and you know China's selling?
Sure.
You want to get out quick. You don't want to wait till China's finished selling.
So I'm not wrong.
This, in front of that
trade. This is a big, big deal that China's starting to dump treasuries.
Yeah, and people are dismissing this. People are laughing. Oh, you see, China's selling their treasuries and it's no big deal. It is premature to say it's no big deal. It just started. And look, if China's not going to be buying our treasuries, if they're going to be selling our treasuries, who is going to step up to the plate? Who is going to take over for China? Can anybody figure that out?
Now, obviously, behind all of this is the fact there is a global slowdown. How bad do you think the slowdown is going to get? We've got Africa and the Middle East just emptying out into Europe. It is getting crazy. How does that compound the situation?
Well, I think the slowdown is being compounded by the belief that the Fed is going to be tightening monetary policy after 7 years of zero. This impacts the entire world because the dollar is a reserve currency. But I think people are preparing for a tightening cycle that's not going to take place. All those capitalists being sucked out of the emerging economies and out of commodities that's moving into the U.S. financial markets because it's ready for higher interest rates, that's slowing down the global economy. When people realize that that's a mistake and the dollar starts to tank and commodity prices start to go back up and money is repatriated back to the countries that it left, chasing dollars, that is going to be a relief for the global economy. But there are certainly parts of the world, parts of Europe, Japan, the United States, that have too much government, too much regulation, too much money printing, too much interference, these countries are never going to truly recover.
Let's talk about it. We got to go to break. Get a ship. Stay there.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you bottom line. Now is the time to start getting prepared psychologically, financially, physically, because the world is going into a depression. And if it's anything like the Great Depression, it will be spectacular because the public is so, on average, unprepared to take care of themselves. I mean, back in the 30s, you could work on your own car. Most people had their own gardens. I'm not going to belabor that point. People know that. This goes from bad to worse. And I want to ask Peter Schiff how bad he thinks it could really get here in a moment, where he thinks the third world is going, what he predicts the Fed will do. Because they are now hinting, saying they may not raise rates, or it may be a tiny raise, or they may go down. And Larry Summers is running around saying that's the answer. And criticizing Yellen. So they want to have their cake and eat it too. Have people believe that interest rates are going up, and I guess in the real world for us they have some, but not for the establishment. They want to have their cake and eat it too. The toll-free number to join us, your questions for Peter Schiff and, of course, myself, Alex Jones, are 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 for this Friday Worldwide Edition. And I'll be back this Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated two-hour transmission live as well. And, of course, the nightly news tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. The daytime radio show slash TV show has a free feed at InfoWars.com/show. Please spread that around to friends and family. We have the free podcast, Droid and iPhone apps, and much more right there at InfoWars.com/show. And, of course, then if you subscribe for $5.95 a month, 20 people can use your membership and log in and watch the nightly news every night, taped to air, sometimes live, sometimes 5 hours long, always an hour long, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. You make so much of what we're doing possible. We're going to end this special today because supplies are so limited. I don't want to sell out. It'll go back to the regular price this weekend. It's still very affordable for some of the most high-quality, low-priced colloidal silver out there. An amazing alternative to antibiotics, in my opinion, my view. It's what I use it for topically, you name it. It's been known for thousands of years, and the scientists and doctors we've had on believe 30 parts per million is the best. Any more than that, it's just too small and becomes toxic, ladies and gentlemen, and that's our view. Talk to your physician. Do your own research. 30% off a single bottle, 50% off when you get two bottles. Basically, you get two bottles, you get two free, to be technical. So 30% off one bottle or buy two, get two free, InfoWarsLife.com. And we do have our amazing medical-grade methylcobalamin, vitamin B12. That's true organic vitamin B12. You will not find it basically anywhere, especially in this dose. This is the same stuff that I went to a medical doctor to get, because I wanted to experience that, injectable into the fat. Same color, same stuff, same thing. This is a pharmaceutical grade when you take under your tongue. You do not inject it. And it is simply amazing. The natural clean energy you get from it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And when you purchase the products at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com for that matter, the water filtration, the non-GMO seeds, the shortwave radios, the high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply, a portion of that, again, goes to fund this operation. Even when we drop ship stuff like the water filters or the high-quality storable foods, you're directly helping fund InfoWars and the entire operation that's reaching people exponentially. So thank you so much for supporting the operation. But you are getting high-quality products that we've vetted, that we've researched, at the very lowest prices that we can competitively put them out. I mean, I have to sign special contracts to be able to give 10% off the ProPure water filters that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, and the rest of it, because we do sell it at the lowest price because we are the biggest distributor in the world of a major company. Because when I started promoting them 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I said I'm not going to carry it unless I get lower prices than basically anybody else. That's just a free market tactic. And I went out and researched filters, and because I'd had a few other companies, and they just weren't as good as they used to be. So I, in my view, my opinion, and I went and saw the side-by-side studies on ProPure G2 and other systems they sell, and it's just the best for the price. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, going back to our guest, Peter Schiff. You can read all of his analysis and more at Europac.com. He joins us. How concerned should I be? Obviously, things are unraveling quickly. A recession here is just painful. But when you see what's happening over in the Middle East, Africa, areas of Asia, Latin America, it seems like the whole world's imploding. But meanwhile, they go on the news and make fun of you and others and say, there's no problem anywhere. Everything's fine. What's the reality?
Well, there are problems everywhere. But unfortunately, a lot of those problems emanate from here. The problem is that the dollar is acting as the reserve currency for the world, and it's poisoning the monetary systems around the world because the dollar cannot be the reserve currency. It could initially, when America was the world's largest, you know, creditor, when we were exporting manufactured goods around the world, when we were loaning money to everybody because we had enormous surpluses, we had small government, we had productive people, we had a free market economy, we were on the gold standard. You know, that was fine back then. But America has nothing in common with its former self. You know, we're a basket case now. We have all these debts, all these taxes and regulations. We're not on a gold standard. The dollar can't act as a reserve currency. And so that system has to come to an end. And I think what we're seeing now, we're witnessing the death throes of that system as the world is going to ultimately be moving away. And I think China, you know, moving to allow its currency to trade more freely, starting to sell off its huge cache of U.S. treasuries is a big step, a first step in that direction. And at the end, it's going to be very painful for Americans. And if you think this recovery was bad, wait till you see how bad the next recession is going to be.
Peter Schiff is our guest. I've been asking a lot of the questions here, and I want to go to some phone calls so they can ask questions. But what else are you looking at? What else is on your front burner right now?
Well, I think it's right now it's what's going to happen with the monetary policy, and are people going to finally figure out what I've been saying, that the Fed's been bluffing. And even if the Fed ultimately says it's not going to raise rates, they're not going to admit that they never intended to. People have to figure that out. People have to connect these dots. And, you know, they're actually pretty easy to connect if you bother to look at it. And so I just look at this window of opportunity here for my clients and for prospective clients to get out now, right, to get out of Dodge before the shooting really starts, getting rid of dollars and buying these foreign assets and taking advantage of other people's ignorance of what's really going on to buy the things that they're selling.
What's the next shoe to drop? Because you were on a few months ago. You're on, of course, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. But I mean, you've been coming on 4 or 5 times a year forever. Now just intensifying because things are building towards a head. But if we go back to just a month ago, 2 months ago, you basically called what we now see happening. People like Harry Dent has called it accurately in many ways, but he thought gold would be going down more by now. You've been proven correct. It's gone up some. He thinks in the next 6 months or so it'll start going down. But overall, you've been pretty much dead on. What factors are you looking at now that signal how fast this bubble collapse could go? I mean, are we just seeing the beginnings of the end of the dollar, or does it take a month, 6 months, 5 years?
But what's happened more recently since the last time I was on your show is we've decisively broken the uptrend in the U.S. stock market that began on the lows back in 2009. And we've had a bounce back in the last few days. You know, we had the biggest drop point-wise ever in several days and the biggest rally. But that rally didn't change the technical damage that was done in the sell-off. So I think we've broken that bull, and this market is in correction. It's going to continue to correct. It's probably going to go into a bear market unless the Fed can rescue it, unless the Fed throws it the life preserver that it needs, which is no rate hikes in QE, instead of dangling an anchor in front of it in the form of suggesting that maybe rates are going to go higher. And even though the Dow itself is in correction territory, there's about a third of the S&P 500 that's already in a bear market. These stocks have already dropped by 20% or more, but this is being masked by the averages. And the averages, of course, are going to be influenced by some of these high-profile names that in many cases are extremely overvalued and vulnerable to big declines if the Fed were to actually follow through with its threats to raise interest rates. So this decline in the stock market, of course, is putting added pressure on the Fed, because they worked so hard to inflate this bubble, and now they're watching the air come out, and they haven't even pricked it yet. So I think they're going to try to stop the air from coming out and blow more back in by softening their talk about rate hikes, and then ultimately coming clean about the fact that we're going to get another injection of quantitative easing. And I think this next round is going to be the fatal dose. It's going to be bigger than what, you know, 1, 2, and 3 combined. And you can't wait for the Fed to announce that to make your investments, because by then it's going to be a stampede to get out of the dollar, and you want to get out before the crowd.
I tell you, the fundamentals of the economy are not in good shape. I don't have to be a rocket scientist or an economist to see that. And I just don't think the public is ready for the type of downturn we're obviously going to be seeing here in the next few months, the next few years. What do you expect to see socially out of this with all the turmoil government is helping stir up? Why would government want to stir up turmoil when hurts the situation more?
Well, you know, they don't want to waste a crisis. I mean, they thrive on this because they create turmoil, and then government holds itself up as the solution, right? That's how they usurp more power, scaring the public into thinking that government is going to protect them from all the problems. But, you know, hopefully at some point people will recognize that government is the problem, not the solution. But that's why guys like Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, they can tap into this dissatisfaction. People are looking for scapegoats, right? Donald Trump can talk about the immigrants and try to blame our problems on them. And there are a lot of people that want to accept that because it seems like an easy scapegoat. And yes, we can just solve our problems by building a wall or deporting people, but that's not even going to scratch the surface of what our real problems are.
I agree.
And of course, you've got Bernie Sanders just saying, well, let's just redistribute the wealth. There's not going to be any wealth left to redistribute.
Exactly.
We need to create wealth.
I mean, as you said, deporting a bunch of illegals isn't going to fix anything. But at the same time, it's outrageous to ship them in, let them have babies for free when I can't go to their country and do that. And then the Democrats are creating a new socialist underclass to kind of be used for low-level jobs, but also get welfare. You know, the new model like Walmart has is you get a low-paying job, but also government assistance. That's exactly what they want. So they're definitely exploiting the immigrants, but they want to exploit them politically to basically go to the...
But Alex, you know, when my grandparents came here, all four of my grandparents immigrated legally, and of course it was a lot easier to immigrate legally back then, but there was no welfare. There was nothing. There were no government programs at all. There were no food stamps. There was no housing vouchers. My grandparents came here in search of freedom. That's what we want. So let's turn off the magnets. Let's get rid of welfare. Get rid of these programs. And I don't just object to illegal immigrants getting welfare. I don't want legal immigrants.
Corporations, get rid of it. Well, I mean, there shouldn't be federal welfare. You're supposed to have local welfare and the churches.
Yeah, we don't want it for anybody. I want people to come to this country to work. Not to live off the government, but I'm upset when native-born Americans live off the government. We can't just blame these problems on the immigrants, and even if we got all the illegal immigrants out of this country, we would be in just as bad a shape as we are now. In fact, it might even be worse.
It'd probably be worse, because most of them work. Most of them are working hard.
Huh?
A lot of them are working hard. It's true. It's just they're being turned into a political army to vote to take the guns. That's why I'm so against them. But they do contribute in many ways. It's the political bent. I want to go to calls here, but since you raise these points about policies and where things are going, what do you think about the Hillary Clinton situation in your gut? I think Trump's for real now. I mean, I've been watching this enough. Where do you think that's going?
Well, you know, Trump is for real when we have a big field. I think if the field of establishment candidates narrows down, you know, I don't know how much greater his support is going to rise. I mean, he might be near a ceiling. And so when it whittles down, I think that, you know, he won't necessarily have the majority in order to get that nomination. But who knows? Like, anything is possible, right? The situation is pretty bad. But Hillary Clinton, you know, she is a very flawed candidate if she gets this nomination. And I think she's very beatable because of all of her baggage. I mean, she should be in jail. She should be running for president. And if she was a normal person, she probably would already be, you know, charged with a crime, whether it's obstruction of justice or perjury or any of the other things that she's done that are illegal.
She told her minions lies, suborning perjury.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, she's a very beatable candidate. So if the Democrats were smart, they would do something. I mean, Joe Biden is probably, I bet that the Republicans would rather run against Hillary than a Joe Biden. I mean, people may kind of make fun of Biden, but, you know, there's a lot of sympathy for him now. His son Bo died. I mean, I think Biden is probably a bigger threat to whoever the Republicans nominate. I mean, Bernie Sanders would be a gift. I mean, if we could run against Bernie Sanders, but I don't know if even the Democrats are dumb enough.
Sure, I don't know if I agree with you, though. I mean, I agree Biden is slicker, has less baggage, and kind of gets to the blue-collar workers and people, but Hillary is a woman, and they can just hype, she's a woman, vote for a woman. I think that really is a Trump card.
Well, maybe the best thing we could do then, Carly Fiorina, I don't know if she's been on your show. She was on my show. I like her. I mean, she's a smart
gal. I like her too, yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, if you had her against Hillary, I mean, you know, you take away the woman advantage, and now, you know, it's going to be a woman president no matter who you vote for. So now it's who's more competent. And I think if it's a race about competence and intelligence and real resumes, you know, I think Carly beats out Hillary any day.
Sure. She's run major companies and hired tens of thousands of people and made billions of dollars. All Hillary Clinton's done is go around and commit crimes. We're going to go to break and talk to Sherry, Aaron, Peter, Rob, Adam. I know you're getting ready to go give a big speech. Maybe you can stay 5 minutes for the next hour. If you can't, I understand, but I want to be able to get to at least five or six of these calls with Peter
right.
Schiff. Thank you, sir. And then we've got your website, of course, europac.com, and we're just waiting for the next shoe to drop. Again, Peter Schiff is our guest, and you know he's really accurate, other than saying he thought the bubble would pop about a year ago, and then now it's popping now. So they really attacked him on TV news for, prematurely predicting it. I mean, this thing is so giant, so out of control, so crazy. I don't know when it's going to pop, but it's kind of like you're standing on top of a volcano and it's rumbling and some lava's starting to bubble. I mean, is it going to erupt today or 6 months from now? I don't know. But I'm moving away from the volcano. And Peter Schiff told us it was going to start erupting, and it is.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You take a private Federal Reserve,
man,
put them in control.
And put them in control.
And you see what you see now. When the chickens come home to roost on this bubble, on the derivatives, it's going to be spectacular. And we just sit here and watch it with marvel as it unfolds, see all the preparations for totalitarian control. The system intends to use this coming crisis to get more power, as Peter Schiff was talking about earlier. He joins us right now for this segment. The next, thanks for holding. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I have on the economy, I have a comment and a question.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
What I'm seeing is like a guy on a buckboard holding back these horses. And so for September, October, and even into November, he pulls up on those reins and he circles the buckboard's headed towards this cliff, and he turns it around, and then he turns it around again. But come November and past November, he can't pull back anymore. That thing is going to go down, free fall, and then break apart and go down again. Break apart a little on a ledge, go down again. But I do think it'll come back. I'm not going to buy any more silver until it goes to single digits. But that would be, for me, focusing just on my silver iShares. That's going to be November or just beyond.
Sure. Now, do you have a question for Peter?
Yeah, here's the question. In 2019-2020, I think there'll be a turnaround. See what he thinks of this. I got a validation from the Social Security.
Listen, I'm going to jump to the next person. That's an important question. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, it's too hard to know when the situation is going to turn around when you're talking about 2020. But my advice to the caller, she says she wants to wait for single digits to buy more silver. Silver hasn't been single digits in a long time. It's about $14.50 an ounce now. What are you going to do if it goes above 20? Are you still going to wait for single digits? You know, I think there's far more upside in the price of silver. We've come down from 50, which is where we were on the highs a few years ago. So I think, you know, there's a good chance while you're waiting for it to go down to single digits, it might go above 50. So I would suggest that people who are interested in silver buy some now. I mean, if you get lucky enough to buy more in the single digits, well, I guess you can do so. But I wouldn't hold my breath and I wouldn't wait for that, because you may be waiting for an indefinite period of time and you may end up chasing the market and buying much, much higher. And so the money you were trying to save, you might end up losing a lot more.
Sure. Peter, do you expect more big fireworks in September and October? Because that's usually when we see the big crashes. This time we're seeing them in late summer, early fall. What's that mean?
No, we're just getting started. I mean, you know, the market, the technicals are breaking down now here in August. And I think as we go into September, the technical picture is not bright for the U.S. stock market. And I think that the market could continue to fall, especially if people still think that the Fed's going to raise rates, maybe not in September, but maybe October now they're talking about. And so as long as that threat is dangling out there, that is going to put pressure on the U.S. stock market, which is already very expensive. And remember, for a while, people were thinking, hey, it's okay if the Fed raises rates, because the economy will be strong when they're raising rates. And normally when the Fed raises rates, you know, the market goes up for a few years before it goes down. But that's because the economy normally is strong when the Fed raises rates.
That's right.
Right now, the economy is weakening.
All right, let's jam in one more before we go to break. Come back with more. Peter in Washington, you're on the air with Peter Schiff. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Can you hear me?
Yes, he can hear you. Yeah. What's your question?
Okay, the question I have is, what do you think of Jim Rickard's advice that one temporarily has dollars but buys gold kind of slowly?
Well, you know, I think the dollar has already rallied, you know, as much as it's going to do in general. I mean, there might be a little bit more. Jim's advice probably was pretty good if you followed it a couple years ago, but I don't think following it now. And I know I talked to Jim quite a bit. He lives not too far from me in Connecticut, and we're pretty much.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break again. Sorry to cut you off. Stay there, Peter. You can finish your question. We're going to come back
Thank
in 70 seconds with a conclusion with Peter Schiff.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.